Well, as Black Lives Matter protesters take a strong stance on equality all over the world, brands too have become involved in the conversation. A recent petition with more than 25,000 signatures is urging personal care brands to drop their lines of skin lightening products. Johnson & Johnson has followed this, but more need to respond, according to activists. Karishma Luthria has the details.
Today, Unilever India announced they will rebrand one of their largest and controversial skin lightening products. Unilever will drop the Fair in Fair and Lovely due to its links to colorism and discrimination towards darker skin colors. The activist behind one of the petitions to Unilever is former Miss America, Nina Davaluri. Davaluri says brands like Fair and Lovely capitalize on people's experiences with colorism and cultural norms, a common occurrence in India, one of the largest markets for Fair and Lovely.
Growing up, seeing the ads of Fair and Lovely, they would show a darker skinned person and all of a sudden she's using this product and is successful in her career, in her job. And when she becomes lighter skinned, it's finding marriage. Just inherently seeing that felt so wrong. What they're selling is the mentality, that core ideology that if you have light skin, you will be better. You will do better. You will be more successful than having darker skin. That is racism.
Nina's experiences as an Indian American and travels in India inspired her forthcoming documentary, Complexion, where she urges Unilever, P&G, L'Oreal and Johnson & Johnson to stop the production of skin lightening creams. Here's Nina Davaluri, activist and former Miss America, again.
Oftentimes companies don't recognize or turning a blind eye to who is actually purchasing these products. They have to put faces to the people behind buying their brands. And that was something that was really important for me to address in the open letter that I wrote to Alan Jope, the CEO of Unilever, is really, you know, sharing the stories of the people that I've interacted with, children who are coming from orphanages or that are homeless, to mothers and daughters buying these products, still spend the 5 rupees on packets of Fair and Lovely. So their daughter doesn't have the life that they have, that mentality that they believe that this is the ticket to success.
Fair and Lovely is sold in markets across India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Africa, Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Indonesia and contributes $755 million in retail value to the personal care company. Rival company Johnson & Johnson earlier this week dropped its skin whitening creams sold in Asia and the Middle East in response to the mounting public pressure. This means they will no longer produce and sell a yearly average of 6,200 tons of skin lightening products. Sydney-based branding consultant Richard Sauerman says these companies are making carefully considered decisions despite short-term profit and brand awareness setbacks.
They've weighed it up. They've considered this very carefully, very thoroughly. Brands and companies need to keep up with the times. There's a risk in changing the name of a product. Certain design cues and colors and things that make the products recognizable as the other one. So there might be a small financial hit. Awareness of the brand that I've lived, used my whole life, suddenly it's got a different name. So that has an impact, but that's short term. But it's the right thing to do.
And they are not alone. Just this week, fast-moving consumer goods companies like Colgate announced a change in the brand name of its toothpaste sold in China that translates into Black Person Toothpaste. Mars and PepsiCo too have announced changes and product discontinuations. And closer to home in Australia, Nestle announced a rebrand to Allen's famous Redskins and Chico confectionaries, citing they are not in line with the parent company's values. Brand consultant Richard Sauerman says it's more than being on the right side of history, but it's about giving customers what they want, where social media too has played a pivotal role.
In the 70s and the 80s, companies made beautiful ads and promised the world and people just believed them and went and bought the stuff. Nobody asked, what sort of a company is this? Who do they employ and where do they work? And are they environmentally sustainable? All that's changed. And that's the whole social media thing. And it's all these expectations. And it's transparent. You can't hide it as a company. You can't hide who you are and what you do. Social media is the people. It's the voice of the people. And that's got to come first, which reminds the companies of that.
This week, Unilever also pledged $1 million, or 0.2% of Fair and Lovely's revenue, to social justice and racial equality causes. The organizers of the 25,000 signature strong petition, however, find it to be contradictory. Brand consultant Richard Sauerman says brands need to end their marketing myopia.
You can't put profits first. Companies have done that for too long because brands have this promise and this idea that people buy into. I think they have a role in people's lives. beyond just a product. When it comes to issues that are indisputable, like human rights, there's no question that this is what we're about as a brand. But then you've got to make sure that the factories you're using in China or in Bangladesh are also protecting human rights of those workers. It's not just what you say, it's what you do. You've got to follow it through and follow it through.
It's clear that Unilever, P&G and L'Oreal are in a tricky position, ethically and financially, as dropping one of their market-leading brands would be a big blow to profitability. But the lack of response, too, would negatively impact their brand identity as parent brands that cater to all women despite skin color. Nina Davuluri, activist in Miss America 2014, says there's more to be done than just rebranding and that the power lies with the consumer.
I think there's another conversation that needs to be happening or simultaneously should be happening of asking ourselves, why do we believe that light skin is better? But also the Bollywood industry, I think they have an immense amount of responsibility to take, and that's the mentality that needs to shift. If there are people who would like to support and join the movement as well and ask these companies to end the production of their products and put their revenue towards more inclusive products, please do sign the change.org petition. It is still open and every signature helps.
Nina Davuluri there, activist and Miss America in 2014, ending that report from Karishma Luthria.